Hello and welcome to another ICIS podcast. I'm Sophie Dubosciano, the Global OAL Editor here at ICIS. And joining me today is Senior OAL Editor and Market Expert, Ignacio Sottolongo. Welcome, Ignacio.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. So today we are looking at the OAL market following the highly awaited US election. We've had a few busy weeks following the election. We've seen a delay in the presidential transition to President-elect Joe Biden, as US President Donald Trump still refuses to concede as of today, with some legal challenges remaining. However, these are unlikely to change the result. And while we may have a Democrat in the Oval Office, the composition of the Congress may tell us another story. And the main question that remains is, will this make a difference in the oil sector?
Definitely. First of all, we need to note that as of today, President Donald Trump refuses to concede that he lost the election to President-elect Joe Biden. He has done some legal challenges in different states trying to reverse the results, but it doesn't appear that that's going to happen. And there will be a transition in January to have a Democratic president. However, the composition of Congress, as you mentioned, is going to be a bit different. The opinion polls have accepted the fact that they were wrong, thinking that there was going to be a landslide on the favor of the Democrats. In fact, in the House of Representatives, the Democrats will continue to control it, but they lost several seats to Republicans. The Senate has been dominated by the Republicans, and it's quite possible that they will continue to control that chamber pending some elections in the state of Georgia. If that is the case, you may see some gridlock. The Republicans will not be able to be in the White House. They will be able to slow down the pace of the Democratic agenda.
Right. And obviously, we have seen a general trend towards sustainable energy, and this has been talked a lot about throughout the campaigning for this election. We have seen signs of a transition to cleaner fuels even in the oil market. For example, Phillips 66 is converting its huge refinery near San Francisco into the world's biggest renewable plant to produce biojet, biogasoline, and biodiesel. Now, what kind of impact do you think we'll see in the market following Biden's more environmentally friendly agenda?
Yes, two things here. There was a lot of campaign posturing from the Democrats in favor of environmental regulation, for them to take a more active role in cutting carbon emissions, perhaps ban new leases to drill on federal lands. But something that is going to favor President-elect Biden is the fact that there is already a transition in the industry toward more renewables and already taking place across the industry, more of an agenda of renewables and lower carbon emissions.
And now, of course, the trade side of it has always been key. And the U.S. has been engaged in a bit of a trade dispute with China for a while. But we did see some progress there with President Trump negotiating a trade deal currently in phase one. Now, how do you expect this to evolve in a Biden administration?
In reality, phase one most likely will stay in place because it involves China buying energy products as well as some farm products. So the trade with China will policy may not change much at first, simply because Biden will try to protect American jobs.
And obviously, we do expect President-elect Joe Biden to have a busy start of the year. Obviously, we have the US dollar a key in the oil market. It continues to be a key driver and is likely to react to the economic stimulus package that we've heard both the Democrats and Republicans talk about. Now, what do you see as the main challenge there?
Yes, when President-elect Biden takes office, his number one item in the agenda will be the pandemic, trying to create an economic relief package to combat the effects of the virus on jobs and the families. That will eventually, of course, impact the value of the dollar. The dollar is the, you can say, is the currency everyone loves to hate. Investors will run towards the dollar when there is instability. However, because of some stability in Washington, it will be encourage investors to move away from the dollar. Also, when government spending rises, it sort of erodes the value of the currency. So you're going to have more government spending. Also, believe it or not, this progress being made on the vaccine, it looks like a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's going to help the global economy. It's going to help stabilize the situation. And of course, investors will feel more comfortable selling the dollar and invest in other currencies or in other commodities.
Indeed, the vaccine announcement that we heard in recent days is indeed the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, thank you very much, Ignacio, for sharing your knowledge. We will continue to monitor the situation and keep you up to date. For more information, please visit www.icis.com. Thank you and goodbye.